It is the first full day of summer and a pretty quiet weather day across the Northeast. Temperatures are comfortable this afternoon, and our dew point temperatures are running right around 60 degrees, which means that it's really not that humid for this time of year. Moving ahead, we will deal with some showers and storms. There's a couple of opportunities for wet weather coming up late tonight into tomorrow morning, then another shot at some stronger storms tomorrow afternoon. Then that storm threat will push off to our east, and pleasant weather will return for the day on Wednesday. So for now, we are watching those showers and storms to our west. There's a healthy cluster of thunderstorms that's out around Chicago and the Great Lakes area. That's going to race to the east tonight and is likely to bring us some thunderstorms and downpours late tonight into tomorrow morning. So we have round one of storm potential early tomorrow. Then as we go through the day, that first batch of showers and storms will kind of weaken and push off to the east. And we're going to watch a cold front come in from the west. And as that cold front races across New York State and western New England, it is likely to set off another round of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. And with a decent amount of heat and humidity around tomorrow, the atmosphere will be unstable, resulting in the potential for some strong or locally severe thunderstorms as we go through tomorrow afternoon. So that's something we'll have to watch through the day tomorrow. But then that front will push off to the east tomorrow night. A bubble of high pressure will come in for Wednesday, arriving from Canada, which means the air mass will be very comfortable. It will not be very humid at all, and temperatures on Wednesday are going to be in the 70s and low 80s. Then as we look ahead to Thursday, we'll keep things partly sunny. There is an area of thunderstorm activity that we'll have to watch to see if it clips our southern areas on Thursday. For now, I will not have that in the main body of the forecast, but keep in mind there is the chance we may have to revise that as we get a bit closer. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms mainly late, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, showers and storms likely, humid, high 78 to 84. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly late, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, humid, high 78 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the middle to upper 60s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, humid, high in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly late, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, humid, highs in the middle 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and less humid, high 76 to 82, and on Thursday, partly sunny, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.